Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I didn't realise it snuck up on us, but today marks the one-year anniversary since the equality vote.
Oh, nice.
Since 61.6% of us voted in favour of allowing same-sex couples to marry, and joining us now to chat about it is Labor's candidate for Robertson, Anne Charlton. Hello, Anne.
Good morning and happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. It's great, isn't it? It snuck up on us a little bit, didn't it? 1 year already.
Oh, look, it's fantastic. And look, the vote was 61%, but can I say, in Robertson, we voted 67%.
That's
so
great.
We punched, as always, well above our weight.
Yeah, that's good. I have faith in the Central Coast people for that.
Absolutely. Look, everybody here just wanted to say yes and wanted to embrace marriage equality, because why wouldn't you?
That's right. It's about diversity, isn't it? Now, how have things played out on the coast in the past year? I mean, the sky hasn't fallen in, has it?
No, and the sun rose this morning just like it did yesterday morning.
Exactly.
Look, we've had a great year in terms of lots of beautiful marriages, lots of wonderful people getting married and families coming together.
Mm-hmm.
When I talk to young people, young kids who either are gay themselves or children that live in a gay family,
mm-hmm.
they talk to me about just how much more acceptance that they feel and the ability, I guess, to plan for their future.
Yeah.
They feel really comfortable and happy and, you know, that this is their country that they can be proud of.
That's a really important point, isn't it? Because I think that got a little lost in the debate leading into the vote, that kids who belong to same-sex parents can often be really ridiculed or just in their own self feel out of place.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's
fantastic.
I think
it's out of place. I think it's that feeling of, is this really my place? And now they've got this recognition, and it's great.
It is great.
Yeah.
So what about in the last few months? We've heard different things about schools that are sort of saying, and mostly the private schools that are saying that, you know, they have the ability to expel students who may be gay or teachers that may be gay. Can we get through this? I mean, can we just move forward on these things and just accept that this is part of life and this is the diversity of our culture and that's just, there's no place for that?
Yeah, look, I think as a community, Robertson definitely in this area has spoken. When I speak to people in this area, it's a non-issue. When I say it's a non-issue, it's a non-issue for the community where they're not impacted by it, but they don't want people to be persecuted.
Yeah, yeah.
And certainly, if you think about, like, the false economy of not allowing kids to prosper at school, of not allowing a great section of our community to work in our schools.
Mm.
You know, those sorts of arguments, people just think about and they're like, why would I ever, you know, interfere with having a person in a school? That's crazy.
It is crazy. So that's the next little hurdle we've got to get through, I suppose. And I think sometimes it is a media beat up. I think it's just, you know, somebody looking to add fuel to a small fire that keeps burning in one section of our society. But I have a lot of faith in our community here, Anne, as I know you do as well, that these things will just become, like you say, nothing that we think about, you know, as time moves forward. So we want inclusion, not exclusion.
Oh, that should be on a bumper sticker, Mandy.
Look, we can make it happen, Anne. We can make it happen. Hey, thank you for chatting to us today and marking the one-year anniversary since the equality vote. It's always good to chat to you, Anne. Have a great day.
Bye now.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.